This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. So find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This episode of Grape Therapy is brought to you by Peloton. Try the Peloton bike or tread risk-free for 30 days. Learn more at onepeloton.com. And Progressive. Quote at progressive.com to join the over 27 million drivers who trust Progressive. Introducing the first ever Hyundai Ioniq 5. This thing has all the tech you would ever want, fully electric inside and out. Your journey at its most evolved, the Hyundai Ioniq 5. Extremely limited availability, available in select states only. Contact your Hyundai dealer for availability details.
One.
Lots of room.
It's time for Off the Vine Grape Therapy. Welcome to your weekly session. Caitlin and friends are here to share unfiltered advice, lots of laughs, and some major breakthroughs. So put your feet up, pop a cork, and get ready for some grape therapy.
Welcome to Grape Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, and I had the pleasure, remember that on Bruce Almighty? Pleasure of talking with Andy and Charlene. They have their podcast, Dear Shandy. They do Bachelor recaps also, but we just had the best conversation. I love talking to these two. They have so many great thoughts on this season of The Bachelorette. They're hilarious. Andy gives a lot of great analogies, and I don't want to tease too much because I feel like you just have to listen. I don't want to ruin it. It's that good. So enjoy our little recap.
I am so unprepared for everything all the time.
It's been a chaotic morning. How are you, Caitlin?
Oh my gosh, I am chaotic. How are you?
Same.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I actually went to Walmart this morning to get a splitter.
Yeah.
Drove to Walmart.
Living that Canadian suburban life, driving to Walmart.
Wow, where are you guys right now?
We're in Kanata, which is Ottawa, visiting my family.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, I thought maybe you guys were still in Switzerland or something.
No. We're now in the homeland where we don't have these like splitters and Andy has to run at the last second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Canada Walmart, doesn't have splitters.
0.8 miles away or actually 1.3 kilometers away.
Good. Kilometers. Good. Don't you find that actually Walmart is like Canada's Target? Like they're actually nicer than Walmart's in the States, I find.
Yes. Oh,
super nice and helpful. People there are super helpful.
Oh, Andy always marvels at the customer service here.
I forgot to tell you when I came home, I was excited to tell you how good the customer service was at Walmart and I forgot. So now we can do it on the podcast.
I love that. I agree. Anytime, like I always thought it was such a stereotype. I was like, oh, we get it. Canadians are nice. But from living in the States for the last 6 years and every time I go home, I'm like, they really are nice. And it's the customer service. It's the people at a grocery store. Like it really is just a different world out there.
People care.
Yeah.
People do care. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
It's so nice.
Some Canadian love going on already. Yeah. So early too.
Just jump right into it. I feel like that happens anytime I'm around Canadians. I'm like, let's talk about how great we are. Andy, you've never been on my podcast, have you?
No.
Yeah, I've been on your guys's. And then I was trying to think about the last time I saw you. It was probably at my live podcast.
Yeah. Yes. That was amazing.
A hit.
In New York.
We were really
we were impressed.
You were
so
great.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah. Because
I know
that you're kind of like, you can be sort of soft-spoken and quiet, but then like you can turn it on. It was really impressive. Yeah.
It's really a one-woman show. I mean, without you, if you don't keep the engine going, the car breaks down.
Well, thank you for saying all those nice things. I truly don't know how I do it sometimes. Like, even if I'm having, like, let's say I had an off day the day before or that day, there's something that just like energizes me when I get on a stage. Like, I don't even know where it comes from. I don't know what it is. I think I just love being like live with a crowd. And I'm just like, all of a sudden I just turn into this other person. I don't know. I like it.
It's the dancer in you. You're trained.
It is. It's the trained performer in me. It's just like, I remember my mom telling me that her dad, they'd have like people over for like dinner parties when my mom was younger, and he'd be like, "You're on, kid." And she'd just like open the ping pong table and like start tap dancing on it for everybody. And I'm like, I wonder where I get it.
On the ping pong table. That's ballsy.
Yeah, that's ballsy. It's also dangerous. It's not a very, very stable table.
Yeah, that just goes to show the, you know what, the commitment, the balance. Yes. She had to perform. She had no options. She was on, kid.
It also shows what you think about. You're like, but the instability of the table she's on.
Yeah. Or your mother is a very slight person. She's very tiny.
She was very tiny. She was a little tiny dancer, and she just, you know, she really took it home. I wish there's video footage of those kinds of things from back in her day, because she really, I mean, even when she just tap dances in the kitchen, I'm like, it's just me, mom. You don't have to. There's not a crowd. She's like trying to outdo me. Yeah, I'm excited to have you guys on for so many reasons. One, because I just adore you both. Two, because I always love your opinions on whether it be relationships or the show or just everything. I'm always like, you make me think. And I like that about people. Oh.
Goodness.
I'm honest, and I'm Canadian. So yes, I am sweet.
You know, we should the whole hour should just be us complimenting each other Canadian style.
Yeah, until we run out, yeah. Which we never will because there's Canadians.
Our turn. It's our turn. So what do you got?
Okay, go.
Well, I mean, do you want me to actually do this?
She's beautiful.
No! She's beautiful. She's built an unbelievable empire. I think bar none, the most successful person to ever come out of this franchise.
I agree.
This is true.
I mean,
we've been drinking your wine. It's
Spade and Sparrows, yes. Not sponsored. Excellent wine.
Yes. Just everything. Everything you touch turns to gold, but it's still authentic. It's still true to who you are. That is not easy to do.
I want to juice your oils and bottle them.
I want to juice your oils.
Or distill them. Sorry. I don't want to juice you.
That's probably going to be my favorite line of the whole podcast. I would like to juice your oils.
We basically want what you've, I don't know, whatever you're drinking. Tell us what you're drinking. Like, your Spade and Sparrows.
Well, Spade and Sparrows,
we'll just keep drinking.
A lot of Spade and Sparrows. Yeah.
A lot of Spade and Sparrows and minimal water. Actually, I've gotten better at the water drinking, but I was going to say, okay, wait, squeeze. I want to juice you and bottle your oils. You should put that on a white t-shirt and sell it, because we all know you like your white t-shirts.
Wait, that's I don't like that compliment. That was a bit of a backhanded compliment.
No, the only reason I say that is because you wore like a navy shirt the other day and people just went like apeshit in the comments, like
the
that you weren't wearing
exploded.
A white shirt. Yeah. And I was like, what? Wait, what's going on? I was like, is this a thing that he always wears white shirts? Tell me.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's a real thing.
As long as I've known
it's not
him,
a gimmick.
White V-necks, he never wears anything else in the summer. And he'll just buy a new 5-pack when they start getting ratty. And I've tried putting him in other t-shirts, but I've got to say nothing looks as good. But there is a certain demographic of people who are very upset about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just that's
be
so
warned,
funny.
If you ever go full video with your podcast, you got to think about this stuff, because people are offended if you're wearing a white V-neck shirt in the comfort of your own home.
That's right.
I mean, I've learned that people are offended by most things that I do. Most things. So I could see how people would get annoyed if I was constantly wearing a white t-shirt. But I feel like that's just like, are you doing it because you're so practical and you're like, that's just so easy? Because I respect that.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Also the id thing.
And the id, it's me. This is me. I'm like, it's coming from the inside. What I'm showing you is nothing.
He has no frills, no tattoos,
tabula
no jewelry.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
he
that.
Likes his personality to shine. So but you're it, not it, gauging anything else.
Yeah. And it's also, it's very affordable. It. Not that that's an issue, but I mean, I get like 19 of these for like $7. But
you know what you should do? You should get like a Fruit of the Loom like sponsor on the podcast.
No, first of all, hold on a second. Take it easy. Fruit of the Loom and Hanes are very different.
How dare you, Caitlin?
Don't bring Fruit of the Loom into this. I'm a Hanes man. And I have reached out to them for sponsorships, and they have ghosted me.
Yeah, they've ignored us hard. And we tag them in all these. Yeah, we tag them all the time.
All the time.
And comments will be like, come on, Hanes, sponsor them. Hanes is ignoring us.
Yeah, they once sent a cheeky response. It was like, I don't know. Something we're not sponsoring you, but that's cute.
They're like, we don't have to wait till we get our Hanes on you because they're already on you. So joke's on you.
Oh, that was good. See, this is why she's Caitlin Bristow,
that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
She closed it out. The show is closed.
Yeah.
All right. That was great.
Are we supposed to be talking about The Bachelorette right now?
This is, I mean, as you know, Charlene, I forget where I am sometimes or what I'm talking about. But that's because I love having like real conversation with people where I'm like, sometimes I forget I'm podcasting. I just feel like I'm on a FaceTime with you guys just shooting the shit.
But that's what people want. They want to see people podcasting who forget that they're podcasting. No one wants to see someone podcasting like they're podcasting.
Yeah,
you know, let's do for the next 60 seconds. Let's podcast. Let's do it like we're podcasting.
Okay. How was Switzerland?
Switzerland was amazing.
It was beautiful.
It was so beautiful. The mountains, the food, the fondue. Everyone loves fondue, right?
Everyone should go to Switzerland.
Everyone.
Let's ask our listeners if they've ever been to Switzerland. And if they haven't, where should they go?
Yes. Give us your recommendations. We want to hear.
Well, we went to Vengen, which was basically like being in a postcard. It was very
beautiful.
You're
going too podcasty. You can't go full podcast.
Well,
you
I thought the whole point. Oh, am I doing too far? Oh.
You went too far.
Sorry, I failed.
You ruined it.
This is why it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I get it, though. You tried. And
we did try.
It's okay.
You did
all right.
Radio voice.
Yeah.
I really did want to know how Switzerland was because I just love.
Oh, it genuinely was beautiful. It's the most beautiful place I think I've ever been in my life.
It looked stunning.
Yeah. And very clean.
Did you guys go just for funsies or was it like a romantic trip or like where you're like, we just want to travel?
Well, I had some concerts to sing in Germany. You know Germany well. I know.
I do.
And then we wanted to make the most of the flights. So we're like, where should we go after? Somewhere you've always wanted to go. And Andy was like, I've always wanted to see the Swiss Alps. So we went to see the Swiss Alps. It was magical.
And were they everything that you wanted and then some?
Yes, but I will say, not to be a wet blanket on this, I just feel like you kind of end up capping out on how much you can appreciate something like that. It's sort of like when you're playing with puppies, like after half an hour of playing with puppies, you almost can't process cuteness anymore. It's almost exhausting.
It's true. Yeah.
You have like you get so cuted out.
Yeah, exactly. This was like I was viewed out. Like everywhere you look, it was gorgeous. And it was like you're surrounded by green screen of mountains to the point where after a while you're like, okay, I can't take it anymore.
No, I think that's what drugs are for. Drugs actually allow you to get a little past the threshold of your cuteness and beauty receptors.
It just takes it that one step further. And then you're like, I could do that again. And that's how addiction
And then you
starts.
Just keep doing more drugs and you keep getting higher and higher and that's it. It just keeps getting better.
If there's anywhere I wanted to do like mushrooms, it would probably be Switzerland in the Swiss Alps.
Mushroom capital of the world. We didn't have mushrooms because that's illegal. Who's watching? Someone watching?
Well,
but
people are listening.
That would be a good place to do it. I agree.
Okay. Well, it's on my bucket list. And you had shows there, Charlene. That's so cool. Also, I wanted to... Okay, just the fact that you freaking sing opera and you go to Germany to do so just blows my mind. I think that's one of the coolest things ever.
I agree.
Well, says the woman who won Dancing with the Stars.
But that's like a
compliment.
I mean, that was a really cool moment. Did you see me? I did the thumbs up. That was a really cool moment. loved it. But that was like I had to like work really hard to like get that talent and like now it's just done. Where you just have this, you could just bust out any day and start singing opera, but you could also just travel to Germany to do shows. And I'm like, I don't know. It's just so wildly impressive.
I agree.
Yeah.
I try to tell her this all the time. She poo-poos it constantly. That's a nonstop poo-poo.
Well, I think they're actually super nonstop poo-poo. Yeah. I think that they're pretty similar, honestly. It's not like I would just go sing without preparing, like the same way you trained for that. I have to sort of get my voice back in shape when I haven't been singing for a while. And I think if you did less because you're doing so much, you could fully work as a dancer and do that all the time and go to shows all the time. It's just that you are an accomplished businesswoman who has so many other things going on
as
well.
All right, Caitlin, it's your turn now. Go ahead.
More compliments.
Feed it back.
Okay, thank you for your words. And I would like to tell you that your hair looks beautiful today.
As do your eyebrows.
They do, actually. They're on fleek. Fully.
Well, thank you. I did. That's the one thing. If I'm like podcasting, I'm like, I'll put on a little blush and do my brows. Unless we're in person, which I would love to podcast with you guys in person. How fun would that be?
We should do that soon.
Mm-hmm. We should do that soon. When do you guys go back to New York? Because I'm actually going to try and purposely make a trip out to New York to podcast.
Ooh.
We're back on the 15th.
18th for me, because I stay longer.
Oh, you got are. It. I thought you were coming home.
You understand.
I forgot about that.
I do. It's like that time of year in Canada is just nothing beats it.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, actually, we had some like really monsoony rains here.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah, we should get going. We should get moving.
We're better than talking about the weather. All right. So by now, you guys know I love getting down with my Peloton. I love getting down with it, whether that's taking classes on my bike or just using the Peloton app. And I have to say, I have been freaking motivated lately with their classes. I used to focus mostly on the bike, but there are literally thousands of classes ranging from strength training to yoga to boxing. It's so fun. And it's the perfect place to experiment with new types of workouts at whatever level and pace that feels good for you, my friend. And not only are their classes amazing, but their instructors are so fun. I actually look forward to like seeing them every week, especially if they're my little friends.
Yeah, hi, Cody.
Even if you're super busy, which I feel like we all are in life, they have something for you, whether you have 5 minutes or an hour. You can do a little 10-minute upper body stretch between, you know, work calls or a quick Pilates class during lunch. And the music, you guys, it's iconic. It's iconic. There's 90s hip hop if you want to get all litty city on me. There's ballads if you want to be in your feels. Like, seriously, there is something for every mood. Peloton is motivation that moves you anytime, anywhere. Try the Peloton bike or tread risk-free for 30 days. Learn more at onepeloton.com. New members only. Terms apply.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
On your Dear Shandy podcast, do you do any bachelor talk or do you just talk to couples?
Oh, we have full recaps.
Whoa. Have some respect. We do bachelor talk.
Okay, I thought so. And then I was like, sometimes I see you guys just interviewing couples, but then I was like, I feel like I sometimes see on social media, you guys have a good TikTok. And like,
we're in denial that TikTok exists. We're too old.
I feel you on that, but I have fully embraced the TikTok lifestyle I am in. I look forward to doing them. I like to learn dances. It makes me laugh. I love TikTok.
Well, that's because you're the youngest person in this conversation.
That's true.
Yeah, but my mom's on TikTok and she uses it for like health stuff and recipes. And she like, I feel like it curates the media intake to whatever you like.
You know, TikTok's going to become a normal thing soon. It's going to become just like 90-year-old people are going to be talking to their grandkids on TikTok.
It's true. Yeah.
You said that like someone who really understands what TikTok is.
Yeah, I mean, my finger is on the pulse.
Yes.
Right on it.
Okay, well, I'm trying to like transition. I'm like, my finger is also on the pulse for The Bachelorette.
Nice!
Yeah,
we love a segue.
It's not going to get better than this. Let's close it up.
Yeah, and that's that. Okay, I actually really want to know your opinion on this because I think all of my insecurities were triggered. I think I've had
and I don't want to overuse the word triggered, but it was. And I think because I've had such history with this show and at one point feeling manipulated and then another point feeling super grateful and then going back to hosting and like all of these things, I have so much emotion when it comes to this show that sometimes I come across as bitter or sometimes I come across as like angry or hateful towards it. But really, I'm watching it because I want to support the women always. I always like, I did not want to watch JoJo's season after mine because it was just too soon. But I'm like, I want to support her in every way that I can. I need to watch. And that's kind of what I'm doing in this season. I was like, I could take a season off because it's two bachelorettes and I don't love that they're doing this. But I was like, I really want to support these women. But it's hard to when I don't love how it's happening. And I really am curious of your thoughts on the two bachelorettes.
Yeah, I'm torn between feeling the same way and also feeling like, what did I expect? Because we all knew that they would pit them against each other in some way. And it is pretty, I guess it feels more obvious than usual that they're really pulling their insecurities out of them and using each other in order to do that. Mm-hmm. It's painful, honestly. I agree. Mm-hmm. And the format-wise, it also feels like they're getting the short end of the stick. Like, they spend less time with their guys, and they have fewer guys. And look, it's not like I think at this point they want more than five guys each or whatever.
Right.
But just the point being that, you know, they have to sort of, like, stake their claim, and then Logan is kind of caught in the middle. I don't know. It's
a good social experiment from that angle. It's interesting, but I think it makes for bad TV. I think it's sloppy and dilutes the whole process.
I'm wondering what they thought it was going to be when they announced two bachelorettes. Like, because they were kind of like, we don't know how this is going to go, and we don't know what the rules are going to be. And I was like, well, you should probably figure that out, because this is like, at this point, a well-oiled machine, and you can't just take the oil out and then be expected to work again. Mm-hmm. So,
and it feels like they didn't think ahead. We've said that a few times in our recaps, where it's like, it feels like they were either high when they made this decision, or they just pulled it out of their ass and they were like, well, they both got their heart broken, we'll just do this. And they didn't really think what that would look like. And it felt around episode three that it was coming to a head.
I think they started like improvising in a way that wasn't necessarily positive. I think Bachelor in Paradise kind of fell into the same place, but Bachelor in Paradise is a more lighthearted, silly, ridiculous show. And it worked.
Well, and there's not equal numbers, but there are more men and more women, and it's more okay to explore different options.
Right. There was room to explore. Here, it's a little more regimented, and I think the logistics got all screwed up with this.
Yeah, and it feels like they're really focusing on Rachel, like, not feeling worthy enough to, like, for these guys to want her over Gabby. What I do like about it is their friendship. I'm like, I don't know if I could do this with a girlfriend. Like, sure, it sounds fun. Like, yeah, let's date a bunch of the same guys. And you have this group and you have this group. We'll, like, see who, like...
Best idea ever.
It's like one of those, like, it's all fun and games till people's hearts get broken. Yeah. But I love their friendship because they literally, like, put each other first sometimes and think like, well, I'd have to talk to Gabby about that. And okay, well, what does she think? And then they come together and they like have this, you know, it's like, it's cute to see their friendship be so strong throughout all of this. And I think they're doing this like as best as they possibly can. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the men are making that like challenging for them to not feel like they're compared against each other. But I'm curious, and I really want to talk to Gabby and Rachel on the podcast and ask them, did you feel pitted against each other at any point? Watching back, do you feel like this
was... how could they not? I mean, right. I feel like, how could they not?
Yeah.
Well, especially since, you know, so you talk about Rachel's feeling unworthy and her insecurities and everything. And it just feels like the more she gives them what they're looking for, as in that reaction, of course, when I say they, I mean the powers that be, and no one knows better than you, that the more they're going to do it. And so while I do have sympathy for her, and I'm not criticizing her insecurities, I do wish that she had a bit more of the wherewithal to recognize that her spiraling is only going to keep that cycle going.
100%.
So that's my one beef. And regarding the friendship, Andy has...
Well, I think the friendship's becoming a little lopsided. Just a little
bit. Tell me more.
It's a big, big sister, little sister.
Yeah, I think like at first it was like they were both like new to this and there was all sorts of trials and tribulations and they were really leaning on each other and supporting each other and working with it. But I think it's getting a little lopsided in favor of Gabby being the parent almost or the big sister.
Yeah.
Coddling Rachel. And I'm not loving that dynamic, which I feel like it's taking away from Gabby's experience and our experience watching Gabby's experience.
Yeah.
She's becoming too much of a parent in my eyes.
Which is not a criticism really on her at all.
But no. If anything, it's a compliment to Gabby. Yeah. The thing about this season, which is frustrating, is it's hard for us not to come at Rachel because she's clearly losing the battle of who's more insecure. Right? So
based on what we see, yes.
Based on what we see, right?
It's
becoming difficult. Like we like Rachel. Both of us. She's great. It's just that she's not doing well in this situation, which most people wouldn't, be honest.
She is succumbing to what they want her to succumb to.
Exactly. Yes. So it's hard to not tell her, like, Rachel, listen, it's like tough love. You're doing this wrong. Do it different.
Yeah.
But she obviously can't hear us because it's already happened. So it's useless. Then it just becomes dissing at that point.
You guys are going to really laugh at me, but this is, again, just me being a hot mess. I have to put my computer down on here so that I can plug it in. And I am wearing pants. Don't worry. I totally agree.
By the way, just for the listeners out there, she was not wearing pants.
They are biker shorts. I agree. So I remember, and this is something I think I've said on my podcast, but it's worth saying again, because I think I really didn't realize my power as the Bachelorette. And I kind of surrendered almost to what the producers wanted because it seemed easier at one point. But I remember just being like crying at all times and just feeling like so insecure. And then, you know, they're kind of like playing into mm-hmm. all of that sadness. And I remember going for dinner after I was done filming with Sean Lowe and Catherine. And I remember talking to them and I was like, and I had to do this and I had to do this. And it was really hard. And he goes, I hope you realized at one point how much power you actually have as the lead, even though it would piss them off. Mm-hmm. And I went, I didn't. I did not know I had that. Mm. And
they don't want you to know that.
Well, it's impressive that they convince you that you don't have power.
It is.
Yeah.
They're good at their jobs.
Yeah. It's manipulation.
Totally. And so I found that like really eye opening. And now I always think that I'm like, oh, I hope all these women know the power that they have. But the truth is a lot of them don't. And I feel like that's what's happening with Rachel. She's just like almost surrendering to all of her insecurities and being like, maybe this is who I am.
Mm hmm.
And I hate that.
She's got to remind herself there are five guys all dying to be with her.
Yeah.
And that's also a lot of guys.
And her face is on the damn poster. It's on the ABC building at Lincoln Center right now. She can do whatever she wants.
She's in the driver's seat. Yeah. Literally in the poster, she's in the driver's seat.
Exactly. That's a good point.
Yeah. You know what it's like? It's like, you ever go to a place where there's like you jump in the water from a very high place, but it's not that high.
Yes.
It's like 10 feet. And you're just like, I can't do this.
Yeah. It's
too scary. If you knew what it was like after you did it, you'd be like, oh my God, what was wrong with me? That was so easy. It was just a little high.
Yeah.
This is what it's like. Just jump in the water, but easier said than done. Yeah, I was in Jamaica with my girlfriend. It's amazing she didn't break up with me. There was literally, it must have been 8 feet over the ocean.
Yeah.
And I went out, she has a video of me standing there for like 15 minutes debating whether to go in or not. So I empathize.
Yeah.
I like that analogy because I also had a moment like that where I was in Kelowna and I was going cliff jumping and the cliff was not high and I couldn't do it. And all of a sudden a little kid ran by me who was like probably freaking like 8 years old.
Did like a somersault.
He did. He ran by and he was like, yeah, like jumped off the cliff. And I was like, well, now I have to. And you're right. After I did it, I was like, that was one of the most fun things I've ever done.
Yeah. And not that bad.
Not that bad.
It's an analogy, Andy. Well,
again, thanks for having us on the podcast. It was great.
I do love your analogies. And Charlene, you have good ones too. Yeah, it's
was the most Canadian thing you've ever done.
That was like a mother. She's got like a 16-year-old daughter and like a 3-year-old, and they both came home with art projects. She's like, you know what? Yours is good too. Yeah, that macaroni.
Art.
Yes. Tremendous. Tremendous macaroni.
That was exactly that. Yeah, thanks, though.
Hey, do you guys ever watch Family Guy?
Yes.
Have I ever not watched it is the question. Okay. I've seen every episode more than once.
Me too. Okay, remember when Stewie comes home and he brings his artwork and they're like, oh my God, Stewie, this is amazing. Yes. Let's put it on the fridge. And then Stewie, and he's like, really? And he's like, gets all excited that he runs away.
And they're like, let's spit on it. Oh my God. This is like... That's what that reminded me of.
Yes, that was exactly right.
Yeah.
But I really did mean that. No, Charlene, you did have a good analogy earlier. I forget what it was, but it was good.
Amazing. She keeps digging her grave even deeper. Yeah, you had a great analogy once. I forget what it was.
How do you feel about Logan? Moving on to Logan. Yeah.
We like Logan. We're big Logan fans, but I gather that may not be the most popular opinion.
I like when people don't have popular opinions. So please continue.
We can back it up.
My like of Logan is bordering on man crush. Bordering.
Really?
It's not there yet. It's not, as I said on the podcast, it's not Thomas level.
Yeah,
and it never will be.
Thing for Thomas.
Thomas remains alone at the top.
We feel Logan is being very wronged.
Yeah,
and the villain soundtrack, and, you know, clearly Rachel sort of staked her claim of him in the beginning, and Gabby being that big sister or sort of parent-y friend was like, okay, if you want him, you can have him. And she backed off, even though she did say she also really liked him. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of like, we give this award on our podcast every episode called Andy's A Game, and we give it to the person who we think has the best game, and he's been winning it every week, as you can imagine.
Easy win.
Yeah, but I do think that his game, he's too good. It has gotten him in this situation, but I think he's been handling it pretty deftly, to be honest, considering the last rose ceremony was canceled. He did want to talk to Rachel about it then. The one time where he really should have made that clear was when they did give their separate roses for that first time, but I can see why he felt sort of hesitant. Rachel had just given him that group date rose. A bunch of guys also backed out of Rachel's camp. Like, it was, I think, a lot riding on that, and I can see why he might have chickened out in that moment.
Yeah.
I think he's been trying to backpedal ever since, and they've been trying to turn him into more of a villain than he is.
And you know what? It's easy to say, oh, the guy's acting. You know, he's a villain. He's acting. But who isn't acting?
Yeah, everyone has something to gain.
Those are very valid points. It actually just even shifted my brain to be like, oh, I usually call him Nogan, but now I'm going to call him Yeskin. Like that, I actually agree with you.
Wait, what was that?
You call him Nogan?
I call him Nogan. Like no, Logan. Like, no. But I kind of get where you're coming from. It's like the music that they play when, and they make it look like he's just flip-flopping when really he's just trying to follow his heart. And
I mean, you can see how if you really did like both people, you'd be like, okay, like I'm having a good time with both of you. The same way Eric did on night one. But he just didn't go in for the kiss with Rachel. But we did get some footage to suggest that he also had a nice time with Rachel. Mm-hmm. I think he might have been just a little wiser to sort of decide what camp he was going to be in from night one.
Yeah, but it's asking a lot. I mean, he's suddenly thrust on national TV and he's expected to act
Well, it just goes to show that he was smart in keeping his options open. We tend to look at it also from a strategy standpoint. Like,
yeah.
Show me one insincere Logan moment. Yeah, show it to me. Show me the clip right now. Go. Cut to it.
Roll the clip.
Okay. Nope. Not insincere.
Okay. So why are we as viewers wanting to not like him and think that he's not being sincere?
I think because
there's no villain.
Well, there's that, but also I think people have this idea that you should meet the person that you like the most and immediately only have eyes for them. And in this situation, they were introduced to two women and he got along with both of them really well. Like, sue him. I'm sorry.
Right.
100% agree.
If you're dating in real life, are you? I just don't believe, after I met Andy, I still went on dates with other people.
I actually think it's a compliment to Rachel that he had to weigh it out. Like, have you ever met two guys where you're like, oh my God, I love both these guys. And you're not just going to be
you're
like,
asking her. You're asking her.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Yes. Have you ever have you ever been with more than one guy who liked you or you liked? Ever happened to you?
Have you ever fallen in love with two to the point where they had to get down on one knee and you had to choose one?
Have you ever been in a situation where 20 guys liked you and one of them's name was Nick Vile? Anyway.
Well, that's how I'm thinking of this. Like, you know, because it's almost like all these guys think, well, if we have this connection with her, why does she need to bring Logan in? I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go. This reminds me of my time on The Bachelorette when it was like, how dare she bring in this guy halfway through? And it's like, well, if there's a chance that I even think this guy is for me, why would I not explore that? That's what this show is for.
Exactly.
And so I agree. Like, Logan comes in. He's like, wow, these are both incredible women, both good looking. I don't really know them yet. I'm going to see what happens. Maybe I do have a stronger connection with Rachel. I'm not sure. Okay, I figured it out. Actually, Gabby, I have, you know, weighed my options, which is not the greatest way to say it, but that's really what it is. And I actually like you more. You're right. That is a compliment to Gabby.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you are the poster.
And to Rachel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, how was that a compliment to Rachel?
That he had to weigh it out. It's a compliment to both of them.
Oh, that's true, actually, that he liked both. And we also have to remember that they, and always when I say they, the powers that be, do we think it's an accident that they waited till, you know, what was it, episode 4 for you? It was around episode 4. That rap date.
Yeah, the rap date.
You know, it's not like they didn't know sooner that Nick maybe wanted to pursue you, just as they knew Logan wanted to not be in Rachel's camp anymore, and they did everything they could to not let Logan have time to talk to her, dragging it out, forcing him to accept another rose in order to pursue Gabby and making him look worse.
Yeah.
And it also doesn't help that now all these, like, you know, rumors come out that he, like, has slept with the whole city that he lived in and, like, is a little playboy. So now everyone's like, oh, we have that to judge him on, too.
I slept with my whole city, too. And I have a happy marriage with a wonderful woman. Who cares?
I agree with that
statement. I don't know why that's necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
It just means he's, like, a young, virile man who is having a good time.
And get it out of your system before you go find the one.
It's like going to the grocery store. Like, there's a whole one of those ginormous piles of peaches, and you just go right. You're like, oh, let's take a peach. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's like with the first one my hand hits, I'm going to take it. I'm going to feel every peach. I'm going to give a lot of people salmonella and E. coli, and I'm going to get the best peach in that pile.
The best peach for you based on your tastes. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest, everyone has the same taste in peaches.
That's probably true. Yeah. You don't think anyone likes a mealy, hard peach?
I actually prefer a crunchy peach.
Oh, my God.
We
can't continue recording
just
here.
Go back, make believe you didn't say that, and let's continue.
Okay. And anyways, it is like going to grab one peach. Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's true, though, because now there's some, I don't know, Reality Steve or someone came out with Nate has been dating girls before he went on the show. And I'm like, I dated guys before I went on the show. When I knew I was going on the show, I still went on dates. I was, because what if you meet the one before you go on the show? You're like, well, good thing I didn't just write you off and go on this show. Like, who cares if you're dating before you find the love of your life?
Yeah, what are you supposed to join a nunnery before you go on The Bachelor?
What about the fact that, okay, I was wrong. Nate actually was dating two girls at the same time. Now, this is interesting because I'm like, if that is okay with everybody, I actually don't care if you do that.
I don't see
the
big
deal. What's the nature of the, like, was he telling both of them that he was dating people? Was he dating both of them extremely casually? Like, there's a lot of variables. You can't just immediately malign the guy. Like, if he's dating two girls and he's telling one girl he loves her and he wants to marry her, and he's telling the other girl he loves her and wants to marry her, and he's not telling either girl about each other,
that's a problem. That's a problem. Okay. I'm getting all of this live information from my podcast producer. Alicia, can you jump on for a second?
I'll try to sum it up. So I read this morning too, so I'm not like super sure how accurate this is, but it said that he was dating two girls, came out that they dated him, but it overlapped at the same time. So like, I believe it was that situation of like, he was telling both of them he loved them. He didn't tell either of them that they were.
Oh, that's a problem.
Relationship. And he didn't tell one of them about his daughter. So it seemed like a very secretive relationship that he was having.
That just goes to show you can't trust anybody.
But can you trust the internet for like,
that's true too. That's a good point.
I don't know. Because a lot of people came out of the freaking woodworks when I was on TV being like, I went home with her one night and I'm like, I don't even know your name. Like, what?
Oh my God. I can
totally speak to this.
Yes. Yeah. I once got a DM from a girl who said that she dated a guy that I dated. Like, seriously, I had gone on one date with him. And actually, that happened with multiple guys. And it's just so weird how suddenly you become like F-list famous and everyone's like, yeah, I seriously dated her. It's just so
everyone
bizarre.
Wants to get a piece. They want to chink the armor.
Okay. I was on this Canadian little tour for Wine Women Wellbeing, and a girl came up to me and she was like, you know, blah, 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 this name. And I was like, I don't know. It doesn't ring a bell. She was like, well, you dated him and you like made out with him and he felt really bad because you liked his friend. And I was like, huh? What? And they're, I was like, when did this happen? And they were like, well, I'm this old and he's this. Okay. So it would have been, and it was like when I was 22 and I'm 37 and I don't even know these people's names. And I'm like, what? Wow.
Yeah.
This week's episode of Great Therapy is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. It's what we do as humans. While you're listening to me talk, you're probably driving or cleaning. Maybe you're exercising, going for a walk, grocery shopping. But if you are not in some kind of moving vehicle, there is something else that you could be doing right now. And that's getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's super easy, you guys, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. And drivers who save by switching to Progressive save over $700 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 27 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's switch to like a more positive note because I love Avon. Do we love Avon?
Yeah,
I'm not done talking about Logan.
Okay, so Logan
I want to close with this. I will say this. Okay. Logan is either the most sincere person I've ever seen on this franchise or the best actor. He's one of the two. And either way, I give him props. Okay, move on to
Avon. That's fair. I like the wrap up and that's a good conclusion. I'm actually with you on this now because I'm like, wait, I'm drinking the tea here. I'm like drinking the Kool-Aid of the villain music in the background.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I thought Avon seems very genuine himself and they seem really sweet.
Yeah. Very cute. I loved the bracelet moment.
Oh.
And I liked how it didn't feel like he was like, yeah, I bought this before coming to film this show for the person that I might get engaged to. You know, it didn't feel performative. It was just like, you seem to be having a rough time. This means this to me. I just want to loan it to you. I thought it was really cute.
Nice
and their chemistry is through the roof.
Yeah.
Truly, truly. At first, I thought it wasn't. But then I realized that's just how comfortable they were together. Like, they actually have such good chemistry that nothing feels forced or like too much. It was kind of like, oh, wow, their chemistry is just incredible.
Yeah. And he's just, I mean. Yeah.
Charlene and Avon have good chemistry, too. Charlene talks about Avon a lot.
He's extremely good looking.
No doubt.
No doubt about that. And then, you know, Rachel, of course, we've talked about her having her insecurities and being upset about Logan, again, flip-flopping. And I'm just trying to think. So when Jesse, you know, I was thinking about this because I want to make sure people know I'm not bitter that Jesse's hosting. And I actually think it makes sense for him to host because Gabby and Rachel have each other, where Katie and Michelle had Tayshia and I to be there from.
Exactly.
They have each other. And I like
good
that.
Point.
And I think Jesse is an incredible host. He's Canadian. We love Canadians.
Yep.
So, but when he comes in to talk to her about the group date and he's like, you know, you can't be a perfect bachelorette. I wanted to be the perfect bachelor. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a really great point. Like, you can't, nobody wants to see perfect. I love when she's like, hey, I'm feeling like rejected. And that, I think that's like almost like shows her confidence when she goes in and talks about that to the guys.
You've gone too far, Caitlin. You've gone too far.
Ah, damn it. Do I need to reel it in? I'm just being like, to walk into a room of men that are like supposed to be there for you. I will say this. I did not like that she canceled the day portion of the date, because that is, you, time is of the essence in the show.
You know who really didn't like that is Tino.
Yeah.
Which he shouldn't.
I loved that he talked about that.
Me too.
I love the empathy you have, and I do think you're really coming at this from a former lead. And I you're totally right. I think for me, if it had been the first time she did it, then I would have a little more sympathy.
Yeah. Fair.
But it just sort of is starting to feel like a pattern. And then the one-on-one time ends up feeling not really authentic and like normal getting to know you time, because it ends up being about pumping her up and, you know, just laying it on really thick. And then she starts flying high again. And then, you know, the powers that be are going to do what they can to then drop it down again. And it just sort of feels like she needs to sort of take the reins and instead of just allowing this to go on like this. It just sort of feels like the boy that cried wolf, you know, like she says that she doesn't want the guys to have to lift her back up, but then she tells them something that will have to make them lift her back up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you're right. It is like the boy who cried wolf. I think I just like try and search for the glimpses of like confidence in her where I'm like,
so true.
Show more of that.
Yeah, no, and you're right. The vulnerability of her just saying this really got to me. I guess it's just when it happens so many times, you start to be like, but at some point you need to, you know, pull up your bootstraps.
Pull up your bootstraps.
Yes, the bootstraps.
That's always a good one.
And not cancel this day for everyone, not just yourself. It's not just your date. You know, all these guys have been twiddling their thumbs waiting to explore Belgium, and now they just
going back to the ship. 5 minutes in that world can go like the longest way for getting to know somebody. If you have a couple hours to spend with these guys that are all clearly now here for you, why wouldn't you take that opportunity? Because there are so many days I can think of that I wanted to cancel dates or like not, and I wasn't into it, or like, you know, so many times, but I was like, oh my gosh, I owe it to them spend this time with them.
Can I interject?
Yes. You thought about their position.
And I mean no disrespect, because you're an adult. You're not having a temper tantrum, because temper tantrums end when you're a kid. They sometimes, you know, go into adulthood, but you check yourself. You're like, is this a temper tantrum? It's a temper tantrum. I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, I don't want to use the word temper tantrum. I think it sounds too harsh, but you know, you do spiral based on your own insecurities. But I agree, there is a moment where you should step back and be like, is there a chance I'm overreacting? And again, we always have to remember the powers that be are pushing this.
And by the way, 26-year-old me, I canceled the group date too.
I always think about that too, because I'm like, I really stopped having my temper tantrums in my 30s, and once in a blue moon, they might still come out again. So I'm like,
monthly for me.
But it's that I always call it clockwork. I'm like,
exactly once a month.
I'm like counting down till mine August, hits hard.
September. Andy knows now.
I literally have, and this could be a confession.
Okay.
This actually is a confession. I have in my iCal, I have on a monthly reminder, it just says, be careful. I can show it to you. I'm not kidding.
No, I believe you, because that's just like, that's nice. You're acknowledging, you're like, tread lightly. This is great.
I respect women. Reminder. I respect the processes they go through and the difficulties and the trials and tribulations. And I want to be prepared as best as I can.
And he is.
See, and I love that. I would love to hear how are you prepared? Because Jason has emails that he gets. My app will email him like what phase I'm in, like, oh, she's in the luteal phase, or like, like try to, if you want to get busy, tonight would be the night, or like stay away on this day. And it emails him all the time.
Oh, so he's taking it to another level.
Wow. Well, I don't know if he reads them, to be honest with you. They do get sent to him, but I've seen his inbox and I'm like, yikes. So I don't know if he reads them, but when you see that, be careful. What do you do to help?
I do nothing. I literally, I'm like a cockroach that goes into the corner of the wall where you can't find him. He's just like gone. I'm gone.
I don't agree with that. I mean, you do when I feel like, you know what he's really good at? He's more of a cockroach with like stuff between us. But if my ire is directed elsewhere, he's the best sounding board. Like, he's really there for me.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah, just, she, if that. She's bitching about something, I'm like, oh, girl.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. But if it's about us, I think he's just sort of like tiptoeing from one eggshell to the next.
Heat, yeah, you know the heat in a relationship. When you suddenly you feel hot because someone left like dirty dishes, which is actually what I do, not what you do. But that's just an example. It's a standard example. The heat, I immediately sense there's a heat. And I immediately take the temperature down. Mm-hmm. I don't let it get, I don't even let it get above 90 degrees.
That's he doesn't good. Engage.
No, don't
when
engage.
When I'm coming at him for, and I'm kind of being unreasonable.
There's like the sorries that go up like 600% for 2 days. It's like nonstop sorry train.
Yeah. You just defer to me on everything and just apologize almost good, proactively. Yeah.
Oh, you punched me in the head. You know what? That happened. Fists go into faces and... It's just something we deal with.
Fist go to faces.
Oh my God, your one-liners that are coming out of this podcast are making me very happy. But yes, circling back to a temper tantrum, I hear you. And I just wish she could have pulled up her little bootstraps and made that date happen, because there's, I mean, we're just already missing so many, like watching so many connections, that I feel like that was such a missed opportunity to for like good conversations to happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And like she did herself a disservice.
Yes. Like the lighthearted conversations where they just observe something together and joke. It's not this formal sit down. Let's talk about the status of our relationship.
You know what else is a disservice? When you get a Christmas present at 5 years old that you don't like and you break it, but you actually kind of liked it. That's a disservice to yourself as well.
Which sounds like a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I've gone too far. I just realized I went too far.
But you know what?
I'll tone it down.
So if there's ever a line with me personally, I don't like to flirt with it. I just like to like go way over the line. So you're in good company here when you take things too far.
But I appreciate that. I say everything out of love. I want Rachel to be the best woman possible.
Of course.
And that's it. And I'm not saying that what you do on a national television show necessarily represents what you are or what you're going to be. I'm just saying, if this is what she is, and if there are personality traits that are coming out that are real in this, I'm just saying this is, you know, don't do this way.
I want her to want to watch it back and feel happy about the experience. And I feel
Mm-hmm. And again, we can say this till we're blue in the face about the powers that be, but like, I wonder if they are saying, you know, like maybe you take a day for yourself and you just don't do the group date. Like it's the power of suggestion with them that like really gets you. And then you could have regrets watching it back being like, why did I do that?
Totally.
I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. People don't think about that enough. Like, do we really think that the powers that be had no clue that the three guys who rejected Rachel's rose were leaning towards Gabby and that they might have encouraged Rachel to put them on her list?
Well, the thing is, if you analyze the show solely from the perspective of the powers that be, then it just becomes a meta exercise.
Yes.
You have to give some credit to the actual contestants that they're doing things that they would do in real life. Yeah. So, you know, otherwise it's not a show. It's just
such a combination of both, because they're still like the thing I preach the most is like that these are not characters. We are real human beings on the show. So it's still to a certain level, we are still being ourselves. She is still, you know, truly feeling the way that she's feeling. Other people are truly flip-flopping. Like those things are all real. It's just, it's TV.
What's real? What is real?
Yeah, what is real?
What is real? We're acting right now. This is not me. It's not me at all. I don't know who this person is.
This is not me. Oh my God. If you could slap someone in the fish. What? If you could slap someone in the face.
I just slapped Charlene in the fish this morning. Actually, that's not true. I wish I did.
Oh, that was so good. And my favorite is like, I like keel over. Charlene's the same thing. Like, you just burst out laughing. And Andy just sits there straight face, like, what? What? That was amazing. It's like a Freudian slip. You know Freudian slip?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we know the slip.
So that's like this one time these two guys were talking and they have I ever told you this joke? Stop me if I have.
I don't know if you have.
I don't think you've ever told me a joke.
Oh, well, here you go. Okay. So these two guys are talking about a Freudian slip. And then one guy's like, what does that even mean? Another guy says, well, you know, when you say one thing, you mean to say another. Like, he goes, I had a really embarrassing one the other day. I went to the airport and I asked for 2 tickets to Pittsburgh. And the friend was like, oh, yeah, yeah. I had a Freudian slip the other day, too. I was having dinner with my wife and I meant to say, honey, could you pass the butter? But I said, bitch, you ruined my life.
Oh, that's good. I'm gonna steal that.
Yeah, you can recycle that one.
I'm filing that one away. Yeah.
But what I was trying to say is, if you could slap any of these men on the face with a fish, with a good old game of rock, paper, scissors, who would you slap?
Ooh. I personally wouldn't slap anyone with a fish. I respect animals, and I believe fish slapping in the face is wrong.
Tyler.
I would also slap Tyler in the face with a fish.
Wait, who's Tyler?
Tyler's the one that came to that group date in Le Havre with Rachel, and he already had a poem prepared. He didn't need to be told to write a poem.
Who's Tyler? Exactly. Exactly. Who is Tyler? That's what I said from the beginning.
Just for me not knowing who he is, that is also who I would slap in the face with a fish.
Yeah. I would slap him in the face with a fish out of spite. I would slap Rachel in the face with a fish just to shake her up. Be like, get it together.
Yeah.
It's believe in yourself. Yeah. I would totally go Tony Robbins on her if I was there. Okay. And then so, yeah. I love Nate until I heard all this news. I would like to know the truth before I judge any further. But from what I see on TV and his connection with Gabby, love Nate.
Oh, he's a heart eye emoji for her. It's so cute.
It's really cute.
He's really
into
her.
All that Reddit.
What? Yeah, well.
All the Reddit.
I know. I like to put
My impression is tarnished now. I can't help myself.
I know, because there are photos as well, like of him with. Yeah, like timelines and everything on this. Yeah, there he is. Mm. Yep. I'll send you the link unless you really don't care, but I did.
I care deeply.
Yeah. Okay. What else did I want to talk about? Avon. Yeah. He got a rose. Yeah. Okay. So let's just recap the whole. Let's go through this again. let's just like sum up how we feel about this episode and where we think it's going. Because for me, I think finally no more flip flops. I think we're going to get to see 2 seasons in one. I wish we could see just focus on one, and that, because it's very. You know, like, oh, what's Gabby doing? Okay, and then what's Rachel doing? Well, now I lost interest in Gabby's connections. Well, now I lost interest in Rachel's. Like, it's hard to keep up with the two of them. But, like, I think it's going to get really interesting when it's down to just less men and just stronger connections. Mm-hmm. And hometowns are in 2 weeks, apparently, which is crazy. Wow. But I'm excited to just see who they end up with. And I just have this strong feeling that Gabby and Jason are going to go far.
I would love that.
And I would love Rachel and Tino.
Yeah, Tino is definitely.
I think Tino is a lock.
Yeah.
It's got to be a tsunami.
Oh, so wait. So you don't think Gabby and Eric?
No, I don't.
Ooh. Oh, okay. So can I ask why? Why not Eric?
I really like Eric and I really like their connection. I just feel like there's just this, I don't know, something I maybe can't even pinpoint of her with Jason. Where when she said, I think I'm in love, I felt like that was like a little foreshadowing for like, that's who she's going to pick. I don't know. I just see it more with her and Jason. And I think we're going to see more of that coming up.
I put a lot of stock in your opinion, by the way, because I feel like you know, there's a sort of Gabby-ishness to you, or a Caitlin-ishness to Gabby, like, you know, kind of like class clown, like witty quips, but it's also just the tip of the iceberg. Uh-huh. And so that's why I perked up. I was curious because I've been thinking Eric at least, but I am not like, I'm not Gabby. I don't know who I would go for if I had Gabby's.
I mean, Eric's going to go very far, I think. Again, and I don't watch, or like my producer sent me the Reality Steve thing about Nate, but I don't look up any spoilers. I don't know anything because I don't like watching it that way. But I just think Gabby, for who she is, and you know, she's super quirky and she's funny and she's witty. And she also I loved listening to her tell Clayton on the last season, like how she was feeling in the moment. She's like so eloquent with her words when she's upset.
Yes.
And I think she's, you know, open about how she didn't have the greatest relationship with her mom and blah, blah. And I just see Jason as like a really, I don't want to say she's unstable, but he seems like such a stable, like he'd be so good for her and they'd be a good match. Like she'd bring out Goofy and he'd also make her feel safe.
Love that. So quick question, as because you are a funny person, compliments are coming, but you know, I always wonder if you're the funny person in the relationship, do you need to be with someone who also makes you laugh as much as they make you laugh? Because that's my one pause with Jason is I'm not sure yet if he can pull it out as much. I don't know. I'm just curious.
I mean, he did the fish kiss thing, which I thought was cute at best, not funny.
But that wasn't even really.
You're right.
I don't. That's his best funny he can bring. That's the funniest he's ever been, and it didn't land.
Okay, so what do you think? Do you need, like, does Jason make you laugh as much as you make him laugh?
No.
Headline, Jason Tardif, not funny.
I don't think I think he would admit the same thing. Like, he definitely doesn't make me laugh as much as I make him laugh. And I do think both Jasons here in the situation are like, when they came from like this finance world where they have to be buttoned up. And I think they need to show that on TV. Like, oh, look, I'm buttoned up and I can't ruin my career if I go back. And I think he's just not allowing any like of his personality to come out. And I think that's why I want to see him get more comfortable, because I do wonder if he has that sense of humor. I don't think they need to be as funny, but they need to be able to make her laugh.
Yeah.
How about this? Does your mate need to appreciate, like, get humor? Does he need to get your joke? Right. Okay. Yes, so if they get the jokes, they don't have to bring the comedy, as long as they get the comedy.
That's me. That's me in our relationship.
But you also bring a little.
But basically, we joke that Andy's humor lands as best as it can possibly land with me.
Yeah, it's like one of those, you know, that you ever see those like America's Got Talent where there's like two people like throwing a million balls at each other?
And yes.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a very specific thing.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's no ball that drops. Every ball lands.
Wow.
And if it doesn't land, it's because my joke wasn't funny.
Wow.
So maybe as a funny person, Jason just catches all your balls.
I think Jason catches 80% of my balls.
Okay, I'm going to resist. Good. I'm going to resist. I can do this. I can do this. And
it passed.
Done.
Okay. Well, when you're talking about balls flying, there's always a joke to be made. Yeah,
and catching balls. I mean, there was a lot there.
Impressive restraint.
Yeah, thank you. I've grown up. I finally matured in my middle age.
Is there anything else we have thoughts on The Bachelorette? Or is that pretty much, did we get it all out there?
I think it's done.
Yeah. I think we got it out there. It was a decent episode. I didn't mind it. Yeah. I just wish Rachel did a few things differently.
Yeah. And I bet Rachel, you know what? I bet this is the thing that where my empathy comes in.
Okay.
I bet Rachel wishes Rachel did some things differently.
For sure. I bet. And I bet Rachel wishes they showed other moments of her confidence and like more fun times as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which they're strategically not including, for sure.
Which makes me sad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I always appreciate, like I said at the beginning of this, your thoughts and input. And I just love it. Every time I talk to you both, and I mean, I say this to a lot of people because I love talking to people, but you two specifically, it's like you bring so many good facts. You bring the laughs, you bring the kindness, and it's just always a pleasure talking to you both.
Oh, that's so sweet. I don't know if I can.
It's your turn.
I know that compliment was so good. But I mean, I feel the same way. Am I allowed?
No, that's a cop out. That's a cop out.
I also don't say things for you to say it back. You can just take it in, hold it there, and run with it the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
That makes us feel good.
She won the Canadian contest competition.
What do I get? A double double?
Canada, you're on the top of the podium.
Yes, that's one of my favorite things is remember the show where it was almost like Dancing with the Stars, but it was like Skating with the Stars, and they had hockey players join professional figure skaters and they had to do routines.
Yes, I remember.
I'll never forget. There's one episode and it was only on in Canada. And there's one episode where the judges let everybody win because they just couldn't decide. And I was like, love it.
That's the most Canadian thing ever.
They're like, we can't decide. You all win today.
And everybody apologized to everyone. They're like, oh, sorry, you didn't win. Sorry. I know you really won.
Just the best. Yeah. But everybody, And when can everybody listen to Dear Shandy? Because that is a great podcast. I mean, if people don't listen to it, which I'm sure they do, but even just like seeing the way you two interact and the opinions and thoughts and everything that you both have, I feel like it's a no-brainer to listen to your podcast. So where can people listen and when?
You are the sweetest. My goodness.
I mean so- it.
Our recaps for the show, we only recap The Bachelor. We're very loyal somehow. Yeah. Come out on Tuesdays after the episode airs. That's just when the show's airing. And we have regular episodes every Thursday. And those are our relationship episodes, like the one we had with you and Jason.
I love that. Love-fests.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. That was really nice. Well, thank you both. And next time I'm in New York, let's podcast in person.
Let's make it permanent. Let's be like next time you're in New York, you never leave New York.
Okay. You want, can I move in?
Are you a neat person?
I'm very neat.
Okay.
You can move in. Well, I'm like, I'm neat, but I've got a lot of stuff.
Oh, no, you can't move in.
Okay. That's fair. That's okay. Fair.
Got to the bottom of that.
What if I bring a cat? Because you're like a cat whisperer now.
Ooh.
If you have a cat, 100%.
Let's talk after the recording.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm Caitlin Bristow. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Grape Therapy. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow on your favorite podcast platform. And tune in Thursday for your next session.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.